I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Central African Republic crisis continues. Another 20 people were killed this week, and the CAR's government is calling for an investigation into war crimes. Gospel Work Needs Your Help, says Jim Hocking, who's an in-country partner with Living Water International and Reach Beyond.
We have six crews on the road almost constantly, trying to keep village wells pumping water across the country. We need the financial backing to continue to minister. They need our help.
You can find all the details and links you need at our website. Next, the lightning advance of jihadist fighters in Iraq shook the world this week. ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, took Mosul, Tikrit, parts of Nineveh and Kirkuk, and they're advancing on Baghdad now. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is voicing alarm. Their viewers in Iraq are among those at risk. Sat-7 Arabic is calling on viewers to pray for them. Will you answer? There's a full analysis of this situation and prayer needs at our website. And God can turn tiny beginnings into immeasurable ends. Buckner International is several years into their summer Project GO mission program with 43 students participating this year. Mission trips are growing opportunities for college students to learn about and practice God's compassion.
I think that a lot of students realize that college is a great time for them to be able to take a break from school and from their normal routine for the summer and be able to go do something like this. They know it's going to be life-changing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read 100 real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voiceless in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions. Go through it by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.